Welcome to another exciting episode of the Business of Digital podcast, featuring your hosts, Matt Siltala and Dave Rohr. Hey guys, excited to be here with you on another one of these Business of Digital podcasts. Before we get jumping into it, let's give our a little bit of a mention to our sponsor, the MarTech Conference, thanks to them. Just a reminder, they are coming to San Jose April 3rd through the 5th. And Boston, September 16th through the 18th. And so make sure and join host and program chair Scott Brinker for a device agenda that delivers strategic insights into marketing, technology, and management. And if that's not enough incentive for you to go, just all that, you'll learn, because we love you here at the Biz of Digital podcast, we have a code that will save you 15% if you get in, if you decide to go to the show. It is Biz Podcast, all one word, just B-I-Z podcast, and lowercase, and it'll save you 15%. So go and check out martechconf.com, martechconf.com. All right. Hey, Dave, how's it going?
It is pretty good, sir. Pretty good.
So this topic today... how to guest spot, you know, how to be a guest on a podcast. And so we were talking about this before we started to record the show, and you said something that it's so true, and I'll kind of maybe just lead on this and then you can jump into your thoughts. But it really, you know, especially with as popular and mainstream as podcasting is starting to come, and more people are starting to realize
for the second time.
Yeah. and if you can believe it, I can't, you know, we've been doing this for almost 2 years now, man. And so, it's pretty amazing to see what, you know, how far it's come and that people are finally starting to catch on and whatnot. And you and I always, I joke about it because you and I always love doing it because, we have a lot to say, but both of us hate writing. And so this is like the perfect platform for us.
I don't hate writing. I'm just not efficient with my writing.
I'll admit it. I hate writing. But I could just talk and talk. Anyway. But you mentioned something that, you know, rang a truth with me. How you know, if you want to be a guest on a podcast, you know, the outreach process, you know, whether you call it outreach, you know, link building, all that that you think about with, you know, in terms of SEO, the process to go about that is not all that different, okay? The way that you send your emails, the way that you build those relationships with people, the way that you go about finding that and what would be a good fit for you, essentially, it's really not all that different. You know, thoughts on that?
It's exactly like that. Whether you're trying to be on TV, a radio, you're trying to get your guest blog on someone else's site, or, you know, be a writer on, you know, I know they just did a call for one of the news sites type for our SEO industry that they just are asking for writers and every so often. Whatever you're trying to do, it's kind of a PR thing, link building, relationship, you know, somewhere mixed in all of those. Talking to podcasts is the same. Yet, people seem to probably do the exact same bad pitches that they do for link building as they do for any sort of guest anything, is what I've seen.
And it's, yeah. Well, no, yeah, that, you know, when you say that, it reminds me of some of the ones that we've gotten. And, you know, understand, just like the link that you're trying to build, understand the podcast that you're trying to come on. If you're trying to, you know, pitch a new energy drink that you got, our podcast isn't probably the best one to try to be on. And so, you know, some of the ridiculous, pitches, if you will, or whatever you want to call them, the inquiries... make sure that you're on topic and that you know who that, you know, what that podcast is about. Listen to them. Get in. Look at their website. See if they have any kind of information that gives you any kind of indication as if to then be a good fit for you or not. But anyway, I don't know if I interrupted you or not, Dave, but that, nope. Those are just some of my thoughts on that.
And we get a fair amount because I forget the term, but if you... how to be, it's not how to be a podcast, but like where can I be or something around podcast guests, our one page, which of course is our form, is very well ranked for some variation of podcast guest. And so we probably get a couple more than we would otherwise. And a lot of them, the ones we get are, and I'm going to paraphrase this one that I just got, in the last week? It was like, I love the focus of your podcast. I wanted to make an introduction to so-and-so. They'd be an amazing guest for your show. And then they go on and tell me all this stuff about their career and what they've done, and yada, yada. If you'd have them on the show, please let us know. He'd also appreciate you, the podcaster, blah, 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 blah. Talks about it and then talks about some kind of a reach, I think, for how it would tie in. It would tie in for us making revenue, but it never speaks anything about what the topic would be, how it would be beneficial to the listener, or even gives like a very good topic idea of, we could talk about this and tie it into this. Like, we talk about digital marketing, small business, medium-sized, enterprise stuff. None of that is brought in or mentioned in this very vague, you know, form. Contact us.
Yeah.
And well, I think that's what's really missing in this and most of them.
Well, and not to mention that, you know, the one I remember you talking about, and you're a much better person than I am. You know, when they tend to be novels, I tend to start, my eyes start to kind of glaze a little bit, and I'm like, get to the damn point, you know?
Yeah, there is no point. The point is, this guy or gal wants to be a guest and doesn't tell me what the value is. There's services, and I know you know someone that actually does it, that is almost like a PR company for you if you want to get on podcasts. And those pitches I get on a regular basis lately are actually usually pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and for anyone listening, if they want to look him up, his information is Richie Norton. Just do a Google search for Richie Norton and guest podcast or whatever, you know, some version of that. And you'll learn a lot about what they've done. He's done some wonderful things in the space to help people understand how they can actually make money and grow their business, get leads, sales, things like that with podcasts. So thanks for mentioning that.
Well, yeah, and there's a number, and I talked to one last year, and I've talked to others before, and I get, I see emails come in on a regular basis now. No, not regular basis, but a decent number, and they're actually well-targeted. They're not wasting my time or their time because they're just trying to get their client placed, but they're also trying to get them placed in a spot that makes sense for their time and also us in the audience.
Yeah.
And those pitches usually include a one pager or a link back to more info about the person. They're short and to the point, like you were saying, it's not a novel. It gives you a quick background and then a quick jump off to here's more about them. And then it says some topics that they can talk about.
And I even love some I've seen where they've said listen to a couple of the highlights in some of the podcasts that they've done in the past, and I've actually clicked on those. And so when you provide links like that, and I can see, you know, I can hear how they sound. Are they a good guest? Are they, you know, is there going to be good interaction? Is it going to be awkward or weird? Like, I think that helps a lot too, from what I've seen. If you have that opportunity. Now, if you haven't been on any podcasts and you're trying to pitch for your first one or whatever, I mean, it's a little bit of a different story. You got to go into that, you know, a little bit more detail in the pitch or whatnot in the email. But I think if you have opportunity to share very quickly what you've done, or, you know, just kind of get people excited about having you on the show, I think that that's great too.
And if you're someone that is thinking about building your own brand, pitching podcasts is probably easier, especially like we talked about when we initially started. We're not good writers. You know, my wife and anyone that has to edit me ever will probably, you know, vote yes.
Yep, same here.
So if you're one of those people and you know your time is limited, but you could do prep, or you could do a 30-minute or an hour or a 15-minute segment on something. There are a number of directories. There's like interviewguestdirectory.com, and there's Radio Guest List, which I'm on those two lists. There's also podcastguest.com. And then there's also, I've noticed lately in Haro, Help a Reporter Out, more and more podcasts are actually using that to look for guests on different topics.
Interesting, really. I hadn't even thought of that.
I just noticed it probably in the last 3 to 6 months, and even more so in the last 3 months, at least one of those, anywhere from like 20 to 50 a day, at least one of them, I want to say now, is usually a podcast.
Okay.
Looking for guests.
Interesting. And that brings up a good point, too, that many podcasts out there, like a lot of them, are driven just solely by guests. Like that, correct. That's what they're looking for. Now,
we're
you
not.
And I, we have it set up different. You know, if you are a guest on this show, we love you, or you have a really good topic to talk about. But so, yeah, like, you know, don't be intimidated. I guess it would even almost, you know, with that said, it would almost be even easier than link building, and you'd probably get far less rejections, you know, asking to be a guest person on a podcast.
The number of groups on Facebook that I'm part of, I dip my toe into them every so often. The number of times people are talking about, and some of them, those groups are even just about finding guests or being a guest. Like, okay. That's the whole point of that group. Wow. It's you either have a podcast, most of them do, or you want to be on a guest on one, and people are just always in there going, hey, I have a podcast on sports. If you're really into New England, you know, Matt, you know, or, you know, spring training's coming up. We really want to talk about, you know, how whatever, like they look for stuff, or there's, you know, super geeky stuff, or there's super like, you know, everything in between, whatever you do, whatever your business sells, you can probably talk to someone about that.
So,
and it's just a matter of digging through.
Yeah. So these are some really good ideas, guys. I mean, what Dave mentioned, you got the opportunity to find guest spots or ideas, you know, through Facebook groups. You know, we've given you several ideas how you could do a little bit better through email, or just reaching out. Like a lot of times people that have become guests on our show are people we know. Obviously we've done, we got, you know, 20 plus years of networking behind us, if not more. And a lot of people just reach out, and even friends, like there's a lot of friends that we have that want to be on the show, and, you know, we're not guest driven, but even when they reach out, Dave, and, you know, like we've had several that have given us topics that we haven't ever really discussed or gone into, you know, they've done their homework. They've mentioned things like, hey, you know, I checked out all the different topics that you guys have talked about over the last year, and you know, this is a topic that I think would be really good. And they basically just give us that quick, this is my expertise, I'd love to chat about it with you guys, what do you think? And I love that kind of stuff, and it makes it easy for us to say yes. Prove me wrong. So, I don't know. Did we lose Dave?
No, I muted myself by accidentally.
Ah, gotcha. There you are.
Yeah, sorry. I was just saying that I know we've mentioned it before, but we have like a list of all these people, and we have topic and what their focus is, and have we contacted them, and did we actually do an episode? And part of the problem for us and people that pitch us is, I think on average it's, we're on 80 or so in 2 years. So we do about 40, 45 shows a year, technically ish.
Mm-hmm.
And we have one guest every 4 episodes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've had maybe 15, 20 guests, I think, at this point in 2 years, you know, one a month. That's not a whole lot of people and not a whole lot of opportunities, whereas there's other people that have, you know, daily shows multiple times a week, or are purely guest driven. And I just did an interview recently, and someone, it'll be out soon, I think, but they've done 100 episodes of just them, And now they're switching the format to being guest-driven.
Ah, interesting.
Which I don't know how they did 100 by themselves. That's a lot, and good for them. But, you know, and then there's also the other thing that I saw, as far as if someone's looking, and I get pitches about it, and I'm all for, I don't know if I want to go to Orlando in August because it's so hot, but there's a couple, there's some on the East Coast, West Coast, and then this one is called Podcast Movement, and it's podcastmovement.com, and it's in Orlando, Florida, August 13th through the 16th. You might not want to walk outside. It'll be a little muggy.
Yeah.
That's Central Florida in summer. But if you do well, you'll be inside basically booking up a lot of, you know,
good thing most appearances. Podcasting isn't outside.
Yes. Noise and everything will disturb it anyway. Yeah. But there's this conference and then there's other conferences. And a lot of people that go there, you're bound to find at least a couple people.
Well, you mentioned something else too, or it just made me think about it, is if you're wanting to be a you know, get a guest spot on a podcast, make sure that you have, you know, decent equipment so you sound okay. Because one of the things that's frustrating, like for Dave and I, is, you know, if we're going to be talking with a guest and if we can't get the sound good, or you know, if there's no way for that side of it to work out. And so, I don't know, it's just a thought. I'm not saying you have to go out and buy a Yeti mic to sound good. In fact, just the other day, just, you know, my son decided he wanted to be a YouTuber, and I like to encourage stuff like that. And so I found a cheap $25 mic on Amazon. It got good reviews for recording yourself, you know, while you're playing games and things like that. And I'm actually very impressed with the sound quality of
sound
it.
Quality.
So, yeah, so again, it doesn't have to be anything like, you know, it doesn't have to be a $400 Yeti mic. It could just be, you know, go out there and find something decent. And if you're wanting to do a lot of guest spots, or, you know, even start something yourself, then make sure you have some sort of, you know, decent equipment versus just trying to record off your, you know, EarPod microphones or something. I don't know.
And yeah, make sure you have a quiet space. If you're in an open office, please book a conference room, whether you talk to us or anyone.
Yes.
Do not try to do it in a coffee shop. Do not try to do it, you know, if you know, like every Tuesday, the first of the month at 10 a.m., they test our tornado sirens here. So I purposely will tell Matt that we can't record until like 10:15.
And my dog barking and your cat purring is enough of background noise that we need.
That's more that's
that's the limit.
That is more than we really want, but you know, it's going to happen. But yeah, if you can control as much as you can control about your space, your sound, and all of that, it'll just make you sound better, and it'll make the podcaster, because one of the things I see a lot of podcasters about, and we're kind of lucky because we do one take, and I do limited editing. Most of the editing I do personally is about the background noise.
Yeah.
And usually it's worse when we have guests. I spend more time on those podcasts. So, you know, if you really want to make me happy and probably other editors happy, make it so that we don't have to do a lot of editing, because then it's hard for us to want to, you know, bring you back, and we'll try someone else that maybe has better sound quality.
And I've learned to stop clicking on my keyboard for your sake, Dave.
Thank you. So, I've also learned a couple ways to, you know, mute your thing, or even myself at times too.
Yeah. So we got about a minute to wrap this up. And so maybe if you wouldn't mind, Dave, just kind of jump into just the 1 minute. If you want to be a, you know, like just take our show, for example, if someone wants to come in and be a guest on our podcast, that gives them a good general idea of how they can kind of just pitch this, you know, give them the 1 minute takeaways, and we'll go from there.
I think the best chance you have for ours and most podcasts and just in general, when you're pitching things, who cares about you? No one cares. Explain what you can, what and how you can help the audience of that podcast. Make it all about them. Whatever you're pitching, it needs to be about them. I think that if you focus on that and make what you do, who you are, and your background secondary, the chances of you getting past that initial glance of an email and getting them to actually think about having you on and at least contacting you will be much greater.
Very good. Yeah, totally. Second that, you know, anyone that comes in, you know, trying to hit us off with like, hey, I want to promote my book, or I want to promote this product, or, you know, Blue Widget, whatever, you know, it's not the, we'll let you do that, but it's not the right way to approach it. So well said. All right. Well, thank you, Dave, for Dave. I'm Matt Siltel with Avalanche Media, Dave Rohr with Northside Metrics, and we look forward to having you guys back again, listening to another one of our podcast episodes. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.